Emergency responders across the Pacific Northwest are holding an exercise this week to test their skills in a giant earthquake. It's called Cascadia Rising. And one of their challenges will be just getting supplies through downtown Seattle. KUOW's economy reporter, Carolyn Adolph, drove one potential route to find out why.
I-5 is our main route through downtown, but after a magnitude 9 earthquake, the State Transportation Department says that section is unlikely to be standing. There's a workaround. It's called Highway 99. It's part of what WashDOT calls its seismic lifeline. Even a lifeline is going to face challenges, so we went to find out what some of them would be. Imagine picking up a load from Boeing Field and delivering it to people in Fremont. I asked Professor Tom Heaton of Caltech what we might encounter.
I work on understanding the physics of earthquakes and also the physics of buildings in earthquakes.
Now, imagine he's in the back seat. Heaton has made a study of Seattle's prospects since 1982. And he's been thinking...
That this could be really bad.
Morning after a big quake... Everybody's taking care of themselves for now.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out how their lives work, how they're going to get food and water, how to repair things that have gone wrong in their homes.
So no commute then the next day to work, right?
Definitely no commute to work.
That leaves the roads to the emergency responders. And we're on Highway 99 near Boeing Field, heading north towards Seattle. Earthquake maps show that this section south of the city lies in a liquefaction zone. Professor Heaton.
The soil turns into a mud slurry that just starts to ooze downhill.
If you were to attempt to drive over a highway where there's been liquefaction...
The forces from the soil will just overwhelm the strength of the asphalt.
We might need to detour onto side streets. Good thing this is an SUV. Our next big hurdle would be downtown's southern doorstep. This is where we are either facing the Alaskan Way Viaduct, which we all know would be a bad thing, or the tunnel. But Heaton says the tunnel isn't a sure thing either.
Of course, there are cases where the ground liquefies and, say, a tunnel might have some failures in it. Just because it's new doesn't mean that it will be fine in an earthquake.
Still, the tunnel is a better bet than surface streets for getting our supplies through downtown. Heaton's lab has modeled it.
If the earthquake gets close to Seattle, we saw ground motions that would potentially collapse relatively modern high-rise construction. We expect them to more likely fall over sideways, just kind of folded over.
Taking out power and sewer lines as they fall.
It wouldn't be nice.
But let's imagine there is a tunnel. We use it, and we make it. Then one final barrier, the Aurora Bridge. Built in the 1930s, infamously narrow, and another seismic lifeline question mark. Tom Heaton, however, gives the thumbs up.
Just because it's old doesn't mean that it won't do well in an earthquake.
Fremont at last.
Mission accomplished.
But our passenger is unimpressed.
Let's suppose you got your supplies through and you delivered them. Now you've given everybody food and water for the next couple of days, but they still have to put everything back together again, and that's going to take decades.
Sounds like we're going to need more than a seismic lifeline to get through this. In Seattle, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.